filled with life. If I had a message tonight, it'd be called that, filled with life. But I really don't have a message. I just want to get you to a place where we're going to pray tonight. It's Jesus. A mighty refuge, a mighty fortress, a savior. Salvation in Jesus Christ is the greatest thing that you could grab hold of right now. At one point, Pastor Carter looked over at me and just said, "That's it right there. Tell people no more games." So I'm going to tell you right now. No more games. As we like to say sometimes, no more half-stepping. If you know in your heart, deep down in faith, that this is a good thing, why would you not want all of it? Why would you have a hesitation? Why would you put yourself in a position of doubt? You know what doubt really is? Doubt is caught between two different directions that you could choose to go. And doubt is often holding on to one direction that really hasn't satisfied you and still pondering the fact as to whether you should go the one route that will completely satisfy, fill you, make you whole, bring life and life more abundantly. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed, which means if I go in the direction of Jesus Christ, it is a guaranteed fulfillment of life to be made whole and set free. There's no doubt in the direction of Jesus Christ. Nothing can match what Jesus does in your life. There's no other satisfaction. There's no other outlet for completion. There's no other direction that will satisfy all your needs. There's no other direction that will make you whole but in Jesus Christ. I close with this and then we're going to pray. I had read this earlier today, Psalm chapter 18. King David had written this. He said, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." Because the author here would write oftentimes in a place of weakness and struggle and pain, but my strength is in Jesus Christ. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. That's salvation in Jesus Christ. I don't know where you stand today, but I want to invite you today to stand on the rock of Jesus Christ. A firm foundation in your life. Got too many folks running around here with a shaky foundation. Unable to balance themselves. I'm just trying to balance myself, you know. I got my girlfriend here. I got my education here. You know, I got my club life on Friday nights. You know, I got my homeboys I smoke weed with. I'm just trying to balance it all out. Oh, and then I'm in church on Sunday night for the 6 o'clock service. I like to clap with them folks. And there's no firm foundation unless you fully give your life completely to Jesus Christ and stand on the rock. Stand. A mighty fortress to keep you and to hold you. A deliverer. I love that. He's my deliverer. Jesus is able to deliver you from everything that has kept you bound. Listen, and then we're going to go to prayer. Listen. He can deliver you from the addiction of pornography. I'm going to say it again, because I know it gets quiet when that word comes up. He can deliver you from the addiction to pornography. That's the power of salvation in Jesus Christ. Because when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive his power. It's supernatural power for you to walk away from those things in the flesh you would choose to do. But when Jesus comes into your life, when you receive Jesus, he gives you a power to cut off all ties that are destroying your life. He's a deliverer. He sets the captives free. He has the power to do it. And if you believe in faith tonight and receive him as the rock of your salvation, as you receive him as a mighty fortress to protect you as you come and go. This is why us here at Times Square Church, this is why we keep showing up. Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, because in the protection of our God, he keeps us. He gathers us and we come back into the house of the Lord and we don't take for granted the days that we have. This is why this choir comes and we worship Jesus, because we could be somewhere else right now, but he as a mighty fortress has gathered us together and we're here. We're here. We're here. This is why he went to the cross, to deliver you and I from the bondage of sin, darkness, wickedness, every addiction. You know something that the Lord delivered me from and continues to work on me? Me. He delivered me from myself. You know, one of the greatest hindrances to receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to completely take over your life, is you. My pride, my selfishness, my attempt to fix it and do it the way I feel like I can do it. But oh, thank God for the cross. That while David Ham was yet a sinner, Jesus died for me. Father, forgive him, Jesus said. For they, David Ham don't know what he's doing. And Jesus goes to the cross for you and I. While you and I are still thinking selfishly in the attempt to fix our own stuff, he goes to the cross and he fixes it. He fixes it right there, delivered and set free, if you would believe in faith right now in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to stop right there because I want to pray and I want to get back to shouting the name of Jesus. But before we leave tonight, my prayer and my hope is that everyone would believe tonight in faith, so that when we close out tonight in praise and in worship, every voice will be raised. Every heart will be open to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Will you stand up with me? No more games. No more effort to perform, to act like you don't need a Savior. Some of us, we've been wearing a costume for way too long. The costume of arrogance, the costume of selfishness, the costume of fix it myself. Take off the costume tonight. No need for an act here on Broadway. No pun intended. But I am speaking to you truthfully. There's one theater here in Midtown that's not interested in performances. Here at Times Square Church, we're interested in keeping it real and standing alongside of people that need a Savior. And all of these folks that you've heard tonight that have worshiped Jesus with all of their heart, that have chosen to come out at a 6 o'clock service, despite the fact that they've got to go to work on Monday, these are people here that are around you that have come to experience the amazing love of Jesus Christ. And the freedom that we have in him to rejoice, because he has delivered us from sin and from bondage. So now I want to pray with you. I want you to set aside your pride. And I want you to give your life fully to Jesus Christ tonight. And I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to come forward and I want to pray with you. Give your life to Jesus tonight. From the balcony to the main floor, set aside pride. And you come into Times Square Church once in a while does not mean that you're saved. I'm going to keep it real with you. You have got to be fully given to Jesus Christ. If you know that your life has been shaky and you've been trying to balance it all out, come forward now. Who cares who's watching you? We're not just going to watch you. We're going to pray with you, church. Let's begin to pray right now. People are coming down right now. Thank you for your boldness. Make your way down right now. Enough is enough. No more games. Be all in. Believers, if you brought a friend, grab their hand. Don't even ask them if they want to go down. Say, we're going down right now. Just start pulling on them with love. Don't hurt them. Come down now from the balcony. Don't hesitate. From the balcony, you're not too far. Just head down the stairs. Come on forward. Let's give our lives to Jesus Christ. Let's stand on the solid rock. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Church, be praying for them. Be praying for it. Matter of fact, now, let's just extend our hands right now to those that are coming forward. And open up your mouth and begin to pray for them right now. People are coming forward to receive Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Church, open up your mouth. As much as we worship the Lord, let's begin to intercede and pray for those that are coming down right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. You continue to make your way down as we worship. Hallelujah. Come on down. Hallelujah. We're going to pray this prayer together. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess my sin. I confess I need you to be my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I repent from my ways. Come into my life. Thank you for dying on the cross. For me, you took my place. Make me a new person. Today I stand on the rock. Jesus, you're my rock. You're my foundation. You're my mighty fortress. You are my deliverer. Set me free from every chain, from every addiction. Bring healing to my life. Make me whole again. In your name I pray. Jesus, thank you. Amen.